Okay, and we're back with another episode of the Illuminati Radio Podcast Show. morning show. I'm right here on Illuminati Radio Podcast with your host, Pastor Michael Smith, and my co-host, Sister Harvey. If you are new to this podcast, make sure you hit that follow button so that you can catch every episode we drop. You know what I'm saying? And make sure you share this podcast with, you know what I'm saying, your Facebook friends and such things of that nature. And if you want to support this podcast truth, the Cash App is $ Illuminati Radio Fund. That's Illuminati Radio FUND Fund. And what we have, Missy Elliott. Yeah, you know, when I seen this, Sister Harvey.
Uh-huh.
When I seen this this news article, I said, who in their right mind would do something like this? I mean, I can see if you send your assistant a brand new car, or give her a brand new house, or maybe some jewelry.
But
you're gonna send her a picture of the dead? Yeah, I'll let you go ahead and read it.
I would have never thought of that just looking at the headline. It says, Missy Elliott surprises her assistant with the most thoughtful gift, CV emotional unveiling. And you telling me a picture of the dead?
Yep. You'll be surprised. I'm not even going to tell you. I'm going to let it surprise you.
But let me read this. Okay. Good things might come in small packages, but Missy Elliott gave back her assistance with a major thoughtful present. The 49-year-old superstar is one of the best-selling female rappers in Nielsen history, with more than 30 million records in the United States alone. But when her assistant recently opened up her latest package, thinking it was another box of record plaques, she was in for a real treat. Okay, I gotta scroll down and find the rest of it. Okay. My assistant thought she was opening my box of record plaques to hang up, but it wasn't. Missy explained on Twitter Wednesday, June the 9th. Long story short, she lost her mom a few years ago, and her son had no pictures with his grandma at this age. So I gave her this oil painting simply because she's amazing. Her assistant teary-eyed and in shock took off her face mask at the sight of her family portrait. Okay. And whispered, "That, go ahead."
Okay, stop right there. Missy Elliott, you got to be a damn fool. I'm pretty sure your assistant got plenty of pictures of her damn mama or grandmama. I'm pretty sure her sister got plenty of pictures of her mama. I'm pretty sure her assistant, your assistant, you know what I'm saying, gave her son, which is his grandmama, I'm pretty sure she gave her son plenty of pictures of this dead, deceased woman. Why are you in that woman's business? You in that woman's business that deep that you're going to do something? Not only that, you are opening up memories.
Right.
And I mean, when somebody mama passed away, so it's like Missy Elliott done start the grieving process all over again.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? The grieving process all over again.
Well, I'm wondering how old is the son, the grandson, her son, the assistant's son, for them to do this. How old is
he? He must have got to be young. Missy said Missy is 49.
Yes.
You know. I mean, come on, Missy. You could have got the woman a damn car or some bling bling or something like that. Why are you worrying about this woman's mama? What benefit is it for you to work? You know, you that's just like me and you, Sister Harvey. What if I send you a picture of your mama?
That would just open up old wounds for me.
And not only that, you'll be like, wait a minute. Why are you concerned? What are you talking about my mama for? I mean, what?
Why are you taking pictures of my mom? I have pictures of my mom.
Exactly.
What is that about? What's up?
People don't see that. That's just like That's just like if your ex husband sent you a picture of your mama.
Yeah, right. Okay. That's gonna be a problem.
Like what you trying to say? You have relations with my mama?
Right. Yeah, I thought it.
You know, I'm sitting there like, why? I mean, come on, Missy. Missy, is there something deeper behind this, Missy?
We're about to find out.
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay, her assistant teary-eyed it and in shock took her face mask at the sight of her family portrait and whispered, "That's my mama," before marveling at its every detail, from her son and mother's glasses to the Nike t-shirt Missy brought her son, to her mom's eyebrows. Well, they detailed it all right. Thank you. Oh, this is so thoughtful, Missy's assistant said while crying. See the heartwarming video of Missy Elliott's surprise below. But yeah, they got a video. I'm not even gonna hit
so-
that.
So, don't nobody think this is weird?
Yeah, it seems weird. That was the end of the report.
Yeah. So, nobody thinks this is weird. You know what I'm saying? Have you and my mama hung out before?
No.
You know what I'm saying? Did y'all hang out before? I mean,
did you even know my mama?
Exactly. Well, you know what I'm saying? Did
something like that.
You know what I'm saying? What, did you and my mama date the same guy? What's this? Nobody think this is weird.
Did Missy Elliott have any children of her own?
Hell no, that's a full-fledged lesbo.
Yeah, so now I'm wondering, what is she up to, sacrificing somebody's child? Yeah. I don't know.
That is a full-fledged lesbian.
Oh, I've been that.
How?
They detailed it. What gives me is the part where it say, when she whispered, "That's my mama," before marveling at its every detail, from her son and mother's glasses to the Nike t-shirt Missy brought her son, to her mom's eyebrows. Detail. I guess that's what the picture looked like.
Mm-hmm. So that's Missy's assistant.
Yeah, her assistant. We're just talking about an assistant, not a family member.
Yeah, it's not even, that's not even your relative. That's not even a family member. That's your assistant. That's somebody you hired along the way as you became famous. You wasn't even, you didn't know her before you got famous. You knew her after you got famous. You hired her as your assistant.
Something just hit me on that. How do we know this assistant ain't been in no relationship with Missy? What's up? That's personal.
Yeah.
You gotta think that. I mean, how long has she been an assistant? Do they have a long-term relationship outside of work?
Mm-hmm. And not only that.
Yeah, why would you do that? Right.
It's it's something more to that. You don't do this and you don't post it on social media for the world to see. You know what I'm saying? This, if you love your family that much, and you know what I'm saying, and when your family passed away, it was hard for you. It was grieving time. That's the last thing you would want to do is exploit your dead relatives all on social media.
Well, somebody lying, because there's no, because I'm keep reading this, her son had no pictures of his grandmother at this age, whatever age he is. How is that possible? The woman don't have pictures of her own mother. How is that possible?
Yeah, how's that possible? Because the mama
is
supposed to, you know what I'm saying? The mama's supposed to have the pictures to give to the grandkids.
Yes, because when my mom passed, I have all of my mom's pictures from when she was a little girl. I have all of her pictures.
Mm-hmm. Back in the day,
she not had pictures of her own mother.
Back in the day, every family household had that big ass book.
Yes.
With all the photos of, and I mean, it was a big, like a dictionary type of book.
Yep.
And you open the
album,
book.
The album book.
Yeah, mm-hmm. with the plastic, the pictures.
I still have three of them. They thick. I still have them.
Oh, you do? Oh, those are antiques. Hey, I bet you this generation don't know nothing about that.
They still don't. I still have them. Pictures of all of my aunts and uncles, my children from the day they were born, everything. I have them. They know I got all the pictures. Mm-hmm.
That's a classic right there. You know what I'm saying? This younger generation don't know nothing about that right there.
Frankly, if the pictures would have gotten the wrong hands, they would be nowhere to be found. They would have got lost, whatever. Mm. I'm good at taking care of things. I'm not losing anything. And I'm actually going to go through my album book, because there's certain ones I want to go get me some frames for and blow up. It's time to put them on the wall. They know who is who.
That is amazing. I remember
that. I need this story. There's no way this assistant don't have pictures of her mother. What is going on with that? What the mother didn't, I don't, even she done went, you know, that way, the mother didn't agree with it, and they just ain't been talking. Why she don't have pictures of her mother?
And what the hell is Missy, if the daughter don't have pictures of her mama, what in the hell does Missy got pictures of her mama for?
Yeah, but where does she get it from then?
Exactly.
Where she get it?
Your own daughter don't have the pictures of her mama. What type of relationship? Exactly. What type of relationship have Missy Elliott, either Missy Elliott and her mama had, or Missy Elliott and this damn assistant had?
Exactly. Why would you do something so special like that? And where did you get the pictures? And why don't the assistant have a picture of her own mother? I never heard of such.
But you see how they put it on social media, and they make it a sentimental thing. Oh, how sweet.
Yeah, that's what she said. Oh, she was like, thank you. Oh, this is so thoughtful. Missy Ellis, Missy's assistant said while she was crying.
She said, I can't feel the rain. This is my window. Oh, big.
Yeah, because when I seen the headline before I got, you know, to read the story, I was thinking like, you know, was she for her car, house, what, you know?
You know, I can't stand lesbians, but it ain't nothing worse than a big fat lesbian.
Oh yeah.
You know, when I was in the chain gang, right? Because the dorm that I was in the chain gang. I was in the compound I was on is Washington County. It's called Washington State Prison over there in Washington County, Georgia, and the dorm that I was in, we didn't tolerate none of that homosexual faggot shit. You know what I'm saying? When one of them homosexuals or faggots came through our dorm, we tell the guards, hey, we're not responsible for what happened. Well, what happened to that man if you bring him in his dorm? So one time, we seen the CEOs walking this big fat gay damn Minnie the Moocher. This nigga was big and gay. So you can you know the big fat gay was switching.
And he was walking
past our dorm, and we seen him. We were sitting there watching TV, and we seen the CEO buzzing to open up the door to our dorm because he was bringing us in our dorm. Every last one of us started singing this one song. Na 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 na, na 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 na. Hey hey hey, goodbye. And we pointed to the door. He said, "Don't bring that big fat floppy gay motherfucker up in here."
That don't make sense. I don't like thinking about
him. That's one thing we didn't tolerate. You know what I'm saying? And I don't. We didn't tolerate that gay shit.
I don't blame you. But I know the school's wishy-washy. Anyway, it just don't make sense. It's not adding up. Yeah. And they won't even say how old her son is. What you mean at this age? How old is he?
Oh, they didn't explain how old her son was?
It never said nothing about his age. It just said at this age. But it says her mother passed a few years ago. My assistant thought she was opening my box of record plaques to hang up, but it wasn't long. Story short, she lost her mom a few years ago, and her son had no picture of his grandmother at this age.
And I'm saying, where did you get them from, Missy? That would be my question to Missy. If Missy did that with me, and you know what I'm saying, I'm closer than close with my mama. You know what I'm saying? And if I ain't got it, you know what I'm saying? And you ain't that close to my mama. Where did you get this shit from?
They could have been involved. We never know because the assistants don't know. They could have been involved.
Yeah,
we don't even know how old the assistants is. We know that Miss Ellie is 49.
Yeah, she's 49. If I knew how old the assistant was, I don't know if the assistant is probably the same age. If the assistant is around the same age as her, then I wouldn't think the big fat Missy Elliott wouldn't damn go and damn rob people grave. But just like you said, Sister Hari, you know what I'm saying? This is her old girlfriend.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I'm still trying to figure out, you know what I'm saying? If the girlfriend don't have the damn pictures of her grandmama, what is Missy doing with them? That's like a mystery right there.
How did she even get her hands on them?
Exactly.
Where did she go dig that up?
That's the mystery.
She might have had pictures of the assistant's mother all along. And the assistant is never knew. Well, they could have been involved. can't rule nothing out because of who she is.
Yeah. Because she's a big fat homo. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
How? You seen the video where she was, she did a video and she was in a plastic bag, a garbage bag?
Oh, my God. Yes, I did see that. Yes.
You know what I'm saying? They had her in the right place. Take that hoe out to the trash. You know what I'm saying? In that video, they should have had a garbage truck. At the end of the video, they should have had a garbage truck pull up. And they should have had two garbage men jump off the back of the garbage truck, lift old Missy Ellie's big ass up, and throw her in the back. And then instead of the garbage truck horn going honk honk, the garbage truck horn should have said, hee 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 how.
Yeah.
mm-hmm. Oh Lord, it's a damn shame what Tweet had to do to get on to get Missy Elliott to produce her. Because Tweet, move over to the left. She's a prodigy of Missy Elliott, and I think that my back is a prodigy of Missy Elliott also. I think she was produced by Missy Elliott also.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But we're gonna keep you guys informed when we get any new information on this situation right here. We want to thank you all for tuning in, logging on to another episode of the Illuminati News Hour podcast show right here, Illuminati Podcast. I'm your host. I'm your pastor, Mr. Michael Smith, and my co-host is Sister Harvey. If you are new to this podcast, make sure you hit that follow button. Make sure you hit that follow button and hit that share button or whatever you want to share this podcast also. If you want to support this podcast, the donation is Cash App Illuminati Radio Fund. That's FUND. Illuminati Radio Fund. And if you want to tune into our nightly Bible study classes, that's on Facebook. When you go to Facebook, type in 90.1. Israelite Radio. That's 90.1 Israelite Radio. When you go over there, make sure you hit that follow button and you can tune in and be educated and stay away from hee 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 how. All right. Next time, God bless you all.